What could be the largest defamation lawsuit in U.S. history kicks off this week as the makers of a controversial processed meat product take ABC News to court for branding their product Pink Slime. Beef Products Incorporated says ABC unfairly characterized their product, lean, finely textured beef, in a series of reports that made waves in 2012. Here's anchor Diane Sawyer leading ABC's World News broadcast in March of 2012.
Now, a startling ABC News investigation. A whistleblower has come forward to tell consumers about the ground beef a lot of us buy at the supermarket. Is it what we think it is, or is it padded with a filler the whistleblower calls pink slime?
Well, the trial began yesterday, and for more, we're joined by the Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini. Jason, what exactly is this company Beef Products accusing ABC News of doing with their reporting?
Hi, Jeremy. The $6 billion word in this case is slime. That's what they're telling jurors in this case that's just begun was misleading to viewers. And they're alleging that this is what turned off customers, dramatically hurting their business, causing lots of people to lose their jobs. And in their opening statements, the lawyers for Beef Products Incorporated says that ABC ignored the proper name. And you had a major news organization that was calling the product slime. They showed them pictures of the beef and said, it physically doesn't look like slime. That was the argument they're making to the jurors in this case.
And what is ABC likely to say in response? How are they defending what they did?
Well, in several ways. One, they're saying that ABC's report wasn't about safety, but rather about labeling. And they point out that in their reports, they did say that this product was safe or didn't say that it was unsafe for viewers. And the ABC's lawyers are also saying that the company's secrecy, that the beef company's secrecy was the real story that they were getting at. And again, they keep coming back to the fact that they are repeatedly specified in their reporting that this this type of lean beef, what they labeled slime, is safe to eat.
And you mentioned $6 billion, that this is the $6 billion question. Why are we talking about $6 billion? It has to do with Idaho, right? South Dakota, rather.
Well, right. South Dakota, they have a law called the Agricultural Foods Products Disparagement Act, and it imposes liability for knowingly publishing false information that asserts or implies that an agricultural food product isn't safe for public consumption. And there's over a dozen states that have enacted these so-called food libel statutes. And the idea is that they help shield the food production industry from bogus safety scares.
And could this trial have implications for other news organizations that cover all kinds of things?
Yeah, it absolutely could. I mean, certainly a judgment if it's in the billion-dollar arena, even if it's not $6 billion, even if it's hundreds of millions of dollars, that news organizations who are supporting ABC are saying, you know, that could have a real stifling effect on news. And,
right.
Part of what they're dealing with is that opinion polls are showing a declining trust in the media. It's not a great time to be going in front of a jury with a libel case right now.
That's Jason Bellini, a reporter with The Wall Street Journal. We'll be watching the pink slime trial, if I'm allowed to call it that. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.